All comments, views, and opinions expressed during the following program do not reflect the views of this station. All topics discussed are meant for educational purposes only. Talk with your doctor before starting any new treatments. Welcome to Tell the Truth Faster, hosted by Stuart Altshuler, marriage and family therapist. Stay tuned to find out how you can open your mind to new possibilities in life.
Welcome to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist in Los Angeles, and this is a show we've been doing. Actually, this is the 20th show that I've done, and every week we deal with different issues around mental health. I take a very holistic approach to my work as a therapist as well as my own life. At least I try to, and what I mean by that is that if we're just dealing with our issues from a mental place and we're not taking into account the impact our thoughts and beliefs have on the emotional body as well as the spiritual body, then my belief is that the balance is not going to be achieved, at least not in any deep and permanent way. So when we deal with topics on this show, Tell the Truth Faster, the whole concept of Tell the Truth Faster is just that. Walking through our fear of dealing with our reality and the truth as we know it, to be able to identify it within ourselves as quickly as possible, to be able to communicate it between you and whatever higher power or spiritual beliefs that you have, between you and another being, whether it's a therapist, whether it's a close friend, or whether it's the person that you're having the issue with and you need to go to them with it. Whether it's about anger, whether it's about love, it's still about telling the truth about it faster so that you can move through it faster and not be stuck in the mental rehearsing and the fear and the anxiety and all the things that most of us do in our heads. And on top of that then has the stressful impact on our bodies and our spirit. So tonight, this is a live call-in show, and tonight I will not be having a guest on, and that means more time for callers. So please know that the toll-free line to call in is 1-866-277-5369, 866-277-5369. Now, what's the topic tonight? Topic tonight is holiday depression, how to handle the stress, the obligations, and the memories. The stress, the obligations, and the memories. I picked up a copy of Frontiers here in Los Angeles a couple of days ago. Frontiers is a news magazine. I know it's published in San Francisco and L.A., for the gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender communities here. And there was a really good article, a very short one and very to the point, by a marriage and family therapist named Tom Moon in San Francisco, the title being, "Tis the Season to be Stressed, Ways to Take Care of Yourself During the Holidays." Now, I'm sure nobody listening can relate to the fact that this is a stressful time. I'm sure all of you are having a real zen period in your lives and that this is just a very easy time. You're having an easy time shopping and having an easy time just dealing with family and all that sort of thing. For my Jewish listeners, I want to start by saying Happy Hanukkah, this being the fourth night. So for the Jews, you know, the stress is already here. You know, it's eight nights of celebration, gift-giving, families, dinners, whatever's going on. It's a little bit different than Christmas, where it's Christmas Eve and Christmas morning, and everything's in one day. It doesn't really matter whether it's stretched out, whether it's Kwanzaa, which is covering, you know, many days, and whatever is going on, whatever your beliefs are. Even if you don't believe in anything in terms of celebrating a holiday, we're living in a culture that is still inundating you with you should, you should, you should. And the stress involved for those individuals would be feeling like an outsider, feeling like they should have a belief, they should be participating, everybody else is doing all this, and their beliefs may be very strong that celebrating a holiday is not part of their system, and they have a right to that. But how do you live in a culture where, again, from the White House to public parks to businesses, wherever you go, you're being told that this is the time to celebrate a holiday, no matter what it is. So what do you do? Usually get stressed. Memories also start flooding back for many of us. And those memories can be very stressful, and they could be very beautiful. And the memories that are very beautiful may also create sadness and depression and longing for a time when there was that sense of joy, joy of Christmas or Hanukkah or Kwanzaa or whatever the celebration is, joy where there are family members that maybe are no longer here, or maybe the distance between them make it impossible for you to head home, or your situation is a difficult one, so you can't afford to. There's the conflict right now about our grieving as a nation, as a world, with the fighting that's been going on with the terrorist attack. A lot of people are still dealing with a lot of grief, a lot of shock, a lot of fear. How do we all of a sudden shift, just because the calendar says we're supposed to, into a period of celebration? And that's a very difficult thing for a lot of people. I know a lot of my clients are dealing with that, and myself too, to a certain extent. So we're going to start for a minute with memories. I'm going to ask anyone that's listening right now, and if you're driving, don't close your eyes, but you know, if you're not, allow yourself to close your eyes for a minute and take a breath and feel your body. Feel what's going on for you right now as the holidays are upon us, shopping's upon us, the stress. Or maybe you actually have it handled. Maybe your body is rested. Maybe you are on top of it all and having a great time with every bit of it. Maybe the shopping is something that charges you and elevates you. And maybe the decorating and the baking and all that stuff is really a source of joy for you. God bless you if it is, and hopefully we can all learn from you. But I'm suggesting for a moment, as you feel what's going on in your body, that you take yourself back to your memory of your worst holiday. It may have been this one, it may have been the last one, it may have been sometime in childhood. The memory of your last, of your worst holiday. Now, for some people, I know every holiday growing up was horrible. It may have been an alcoholic family. It may have been just totally dysfunctional, and the holidays were not something at all to look forward to. So that would not be a hard thing to go back to. It may have been the fact that a loved one died around the holidays, and that may be difficult. But allow yourself to get in touch with that memory of your worst holiday season. What does it feel like in your body? How much of what you've been going through in the last few weeks feels similar to that? How conscious or unconscious have you been that there is a connection to what we went through in childhood, what we went through in adolescence, adulthood, in terms of how we look forward to a holiday or how we dread it based on that worst experience? And notice what you're feeling. You allow yourself those feelings. Now take a breath, a full breath, and allow yourself to shift for a moment to the memory of your best holiday. What is it? When was it? Who was there? Why? What made it the best holiday for you? Certain presents, certain places, certain people. Or maybe the fact that it wasn't crazy. Maybe it was just a quiet time alone. So remember your best holiday. And what was it about that holiday that made it such a pleasant memory for you? And how does your body feel as you focus on that? And if you can't remember a good holiday, make up one. Allow your mind and your vision to go and create what you would think would be the best holiday. Create a memory. See what that feels like. Who's there? What kind of gifts are there? Are you quietly sitting somewhere on your own? Is it out in nature? Is it a living room filled with people? Allow yourself to create your best memory if you can't think of one. And see what that feels like in your body. What's your choice? As we move into this holiday season, is it your choice to recreate the insanity of that worst holiday? Or is it your choice to recreate, maybe not moment for moment, but the essence and the feeling of that best holiday? And what are you doing right now that is sabotaging that possibility? What thoughts are you having that tell you, the holidays, the worst time of the year, all this craziness, you know, all this commercialism? What is it about maybe getting back to the spiritual meaning of these holidays and incorporating it into what culturally and family-wise the holidays are about for you also? See what you can do with that. It's a very important thing that you have choice whether this holiday is going to be depressing, stressful, and insane, leaving you totally burnt out afterwards and maybe in a deeper depression, or whether you can look back on it in January after the New Year's and say, boy, that was pretty good. I did that. And that the people around you are thanking you for it. There's many times where, actually, I want to get to the article by Tom Moon here for a minute. And in it, he starts out by saying, and I quote him, "It's a strange irony that the holiday season, which is supposed to be a time of spiritual remembrance and observance, is always one of the most psychologically challenging times of the year. 'Tis the season to drink too much, spend too much, sleep too little, and get depressed. And this year may be particularly difficult because it's just 3 months since the September terrorist attacks, and we're still recovering from the national trauma. This year, it's more important than ever to take good care of ourselves." He goes on to talk in general terms about how it's no accident that our most spiritually important holidays arrive at the year's end. I mean, if you think about it, this is the time when we have longer nights, darker times, times that most people in most places may be sitting at home most of the time. It's a time for introspection, and maybe it's a time when people are drinking more because they're more shut in. It's also a time of hibernation. It's the darkest time of the year. A lot of animals are hibernating at this time. So here we have a period in the year where things are actually quieter and slowing down. We're forced to stay indoors because of weather and cold in most places of the globe, at least in the northern hemisphere. And yet at the same time, we live in a culture that's saying, come on, we got to get to this party. Come on, we got to do this shopping. We got to go and all this other stuff. So it's almost as if our body clocks are saying, slow down. Figure out what the year was like, what we want for the next year. It's time to hibernate a little bit and slow down. But culturally, we're being demanded to speed up, to get to the parties, to do the shopping, the gift giving, the obligations. And we're going to talk about obligations in a little bit also. But it's a real contradiction. And how does that affect you? How many of you are so much more fatigued and tired? I know I've been lately. So what can you do to keep yourself energized, to keep yourself centered, and to make this joy and not depression. So when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about that, and feel free to call in and participate or talk about anything else that may be on your mind tonight, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Tell the truth faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Stuart Altschuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website at www.tellthetruthfaster.com. You will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and relationships. Get the information you need on these topics and more. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, you can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today.
The numbers are undeniable. People are making money on the internet, and there's plenty of room for you. You can make money on the internet with the help of Parthenon Marketing. Ted Siuba is one of the world's leading internet marketing consultants, and with his books, he can show you how you can market yourself and your services on the internet. As the author of many books on internet marketing, including Mail Order in the Internet Age, The Domain Name Cash Terminal, The 13 Deadly Internet Marketing Mistakes, and many other books, Ted Siuba can show you how you can start making money on the internet. Not just a little bit of money, but your own million-dollar success. Log on right now and head to howtogetrichontheinternet.com. You'll find out how you can get out of your job, and it is something that really makes you some real cash. Ted Siuba of Parthenon Marketing has been featured on dozens of radio shows, newspapers, magazines, and live seminars throughout the world. And now he can help you. www.howtogetrichontheinternet.com to get an unbeatable marketing edge on the internet regardless of your business.
Talk to our expert hosts in the Phoenix area. Call 602-277-KFNX. Outside the Phoenix area, call toll-free 866-277-KFNX.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altschuler.
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altschuler. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist from Los Angeles. And tonight's topic, no surprise, is holiday depression. How to handle the stress, the obligations, and the memories. And this is a live call-in show. And feel free to give a call, whether it's about this issue or whether there's some other question dealing with mental health issues that's going on that you need to talk about. That's perfectly okay. Doesn't need to stay on topic. And the toll-free line is 1-866-277-5369. That's 866-277-5369. In the title of tonight's show, How to Handle the Stress, the Obligations, the Memories, I talked quite a bit about the memories. Now let's talk about obligations. Obligations, I mean, what does that mean? To me, it means something that we have to do, we think we have to do, and may not necessarily want to do. But if we don't do it, what are the consequences or repercussions? For most of us, it will be possibly will be criticized. It's possible that it could hurt us professionally if the obligations we're dealing with around the holidays is not what our clients or our boss or coworkers expect of us. It could be that our family will end up being disappointed in us, be critical of us, and if there's a history of family criticism and conflict and all this other stuff, I know a lot of people are terrified about not fulfilling every obligation. you know, you read in Ann Landers and Dear Abby and all these other things about people writing in, we can't afford gifts this year, and yet, you know, my sister or my brother or my parents are just really angry with us that, you know, that we're not spending as much as my wealthy sibling is spending. It's just an insane time for a lot of people where reason often goes out the window. And it becomes more about the gifts and how much you're spending than it does about what's coming from the heart. I know this is very cliched, but think about it for a minute. Someone can't afford to buy the gifts that everyone else in the family seems to be buying, but there are things one can give that are not about how much was paid for it, whether it's time to clean someone's house, whether it is chauffeur service, whether it's making something for somebody. There's so many different things that can be done. Whether it's doing bartering with a friend that maybe is a massage therapist, so that something that you do or need that the massage therapist needs, and the massage therapist gives you some gift certificates to give to your loved ones or family or friends. There are so many ways to do it without having to go into debt, which is the other issue. Obligations, spending money, the stress of how most people spend beyond their means at this time of the year. And no matter what they've done to start paying off debt, the credit cards end up building up again. The bank accounts start decreasing. So there's the financial stress and sense of obligation. Who's buying a gift for me? I have to buy it for them. Who's sending me a Christmas card? I have to send it to them. In all honesty, I stopped sending cards about 15 to 20 years ago, actually about 20 years ago. Partly it's my ADD, and it was a joke amongst a lot of my friends where I would be determined to get those Christmas cards out, and sometimes as late as January or February, they finally all got mailed. I mean, let's face it, I was feeling the obligation. I felt I had to do it, and my ADD, that's not something that that I would handle well or someone with ADD might handle well, and yet the stress, it's like I'm a bad person if I don't send those cards. You know what? I just gave myself permission about 20 years ago to stop sending Christmas cards. A few less trees got cut down, a bit less congestion in the post office, a lot of things, but it also took a load off me. It lightened me up. It was one less major thing I had to do. And the only reason the gifts that I do buy to friends and family that are not here in Los Angeles actually got out ahead of time is because I actually have an assistant. My assistant, Barry, made sure everything got out in time. And so just about all my gifts have been sent, and that's another rarity, as certain friends will tell you. Again, usually, oh, you'll get it, and usually after the first of the year, things finally get packed and get in the mail. So we need to know who we are, what our strengths are, what works for us and what doesn't work for us. And when we get to the issue of obligations, it's not just the holiday season. How many of us live under this cloud of obligation? I do this because I have to. I do this because it's expected of me. I do something for my mother or father because I'm the one that has to do it. My siblings don't. And this is my obligation. Who said? When did it start? And what does it do to you? And I know sometimes it's hard to just end it, and how do you get out of it? You know, I mean, that's where a good therapist can come in to help you with it. And if you're able to get clear on it yourself, then a good, healthy, honest conversation with the people that you're involved with, so that you can end the cycle of obligation. Lighten up on yourself. So, what are your obligations? To me, the only obligation any of us really have is to take the best care of ourselves, of our body, of our souls, of our spirit, of our minds, as we possibly can. And that's not an obligation to anyone else. It's an obligation to God, if you believe in it, higher power, to the essence of who you are. It's an obligation to your own magnificence. We're going to talk talk more about that and hopefully have some callers when we get back. So stay tuned. This is Tell the Truth Faster.
Tell the Truth Faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Stuart Altschuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website at www.tellthetruthfaster.com. You will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and relationships. Get the information you need on these topics and more. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, you can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today. Are you ready to make a difference in the world around you? Are you ready to let go of your emotional baggage? Dr. Jeannie Schur, PhD, encourages child development that promotes self-acceptance and increased self-esteem. Tune in to Dr. Jeannie Schur's show, Lessons in Self-Awareness. Each week, a lesson on self-knowledge and how it pertains to child-rearing abilities will be promoted. Dr. Schur invites a special guest each week to bring their expertise and perceptions on psychological issues that will increase self-awareness. She will show you how to begin the process of recognition with an inside-out approach. Dr. Schur's program will assist you by teaching you that you already have the power within you to change. Lessons on how to increase your awareness are presented through her insightful and educational program. Lessons in Self-Awareness will be presented each Monday, 11 a.m. to 12 noon on AM 1100 KFNX.
Perhaps you've never discussed it, but it's inevitable. If you are a married senior citizen, you know that one day you or your spouse will be widowed. And all too often, the tragedy of losing a spouse is accompanied by a loss of income for the survivor. The emotions involved with this topic, compounded with the sometimes overwhelming confusion, can understandably lead to long-term procrastination. Well, rather than putting off this important task any longer, now you can call Estate Planning Services, LLC. Estate Planning Services can help you avoid the agony of probate and help you plan an informed and secure future. They can answer whatever questions you might have about estate taxes, living trust, annuities, Medicare life insurance, and what exactly is a probate. Estate Planning Services can be reached at 1-800-971-2647. Again, that's 1-800-971-2647. Now is the time to plan, because the only thing worse than dying is outliving your financial support.
Here's your current KFNX weather forecast, put at the top and bottom of every hour. Listening to Arizona's Talk Alternative, offering the most unique programming. 1100 KFNX, Renaissance Radio.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altschuler.
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altschuler. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist from Los Angeles. And tonight's topic is obviously timely: holiday depression, how to handle the stress, obligations, and memories. This is a live call-in show, and the toll-free number is 1-866-277-5369. And I've actually talked to people who have been listening to the show. In fact, I've gotten some emails, and very often they're saying they really wanted to call in. They felt a little shy. They didn't think they should take up the time. And what I'm saying to any of you that feel so inclined to call in and just maybe you're a little frightened, you know, take a risk, stretch your boundaries. Change does not occur if you're not willing to move past your comfort zone and out of it and find out that you're really capable of doing things that you didn't think you could. So feel free to call in, whether it has to do with holiday issues or other mental health-related issues, emotional issues you're dealing with, feel free to call in and we'll talk about it. So getting back right now to holidays, and I had a client this past week, and we were talking about memories a little while ago. A client this past week who's going through a lot of stuff. He's breaking up with his boyfriend and not a great time to have to be moving out and doing a lot of other things. A very difficult time, a very difficult thing any time of the year. And when we talk about memories earlier and the worst memories, I mean, his memory of holidays is mom and dad throwing knives and drinking and a really scary time. Holidays were not a pleasant time. Hospitalizations, things like that. So how do you then create, you know, something that feels good to the soul when so much of that comes back up? Well, it takes time to deal with that. It takes time to be talking about it in therapy, to working through the issues, to get a sense of reality, to reframe what's gone on in the past, so that you're not continuously repeating it every year. And I believe we have a caller right now. So, Evie, who's on the line?
Hello, Stuart.
Yes.
Hi, this is Kamal calling.
Hey, Kamal, how are you doing?
And I'm enjoying your show.
Oh, good, thank you.
And you hit on a couple of things that, you know, I go through and I know a lot of my friends go through, and that's the sense of obligation and the sense of the commercialism that weighs everyone down during this time when people are supposed to feel better.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not a devout Christian, but I thought that the purpose for this holiday was to honor the birth and the life of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems that every year Jesus gets pushed in the background.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've seen, you know, Christmas cards that come from businesses no longer have the word Christmas on it, and it's like it's politically incorrect to even use the word Christmas on a
mm-hmm.
Christmas card anymore. I've been to a couple of large parties, and there's all kind of decorations of snowmen and reindeer and everything else, and not a single word is mentioned about Jesus Christ, who this
mm-hmm.
is in honor of. And when you don't feel good about that anymore, it's hard to relate to your friends, and you start to feel as if you're participating in something that goes against your grain, and it really brings you down.
Well, how do you bring that back into it for yourself? How do you bring the spiritual aspects? You know, I know that what you're talking about is Christmas. You know, we're dealing with Hanukkah, we're dealing with Kwanzaa, we're dealing with Ramadan that just ended and stuff. There's a lot of different belief systems and religions and things that go on this time of year in a society and in a culture. So what's happened, I believe, is, you know, you're right, politically correct, but it's also not to offend anyone in a school or in a business or anything, so they talk about the holidays. I think the spiritual and religious stuff has to come back in on a more personal level. Within the household, within your heart, within your church or synagogue, that what are you doing that either separates you from that spiritual connection, or what are you doing to help reinforce it since you're so conscious and so aware that it seems to be lacking around you? What are you doing to reconnect within you, if anything?
No, well, there's some things that I've done over the last 2 or 3 years, and instead of, you know, buying gifts for the person who has everything and those gifts get put in closets, it's like, you know, perhaps Jesus's message would be to help, you know, those in need. And so you do that.
Mm-hmm.
However, you go empty-handed to your friend's house on Christmas Day or that weekend, and there's things there for you, and you feel bad about it.
I got a card in the mail this week that actually addresses what you're saying. And what it was a very beautiful card from somebody that I knew and I'm somewhat close to, and said a donation was made in your name to such and such a fund, and this is what we're doing for gifts this year. And it addresses exactly what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not going empty-handed if you're handing someone a card like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it does mean bucking the system, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You know, that you don't have a box that's beautifully wrapped and everything else and not having the excitement. It's kind of like, oh, well, this is very nice. Okay? But it's the willingness to take the risk that someone might actually be upset with you for doing that, where most people, I would think, in your own life, if you're that type of person that would think in those terms, chances are you're somewhat surrounded by people who would understand what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true or not?
I would hope so.
Maybe this is the year to test it.
It's a difficult situation. It's tough.
Okay. So, again, it's important that if what's lost for you is Jesus, in your case, the spiritual aspects, let's talk about it in the spiritual aspects of what Christmas means to you. It's up to you to then take responsibility for that,
mm-hmm.
and bring it into your home, bring it into your celebration, bring it into the parties that you go to, and bring it into your meditation and prayers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then it doesn't get lost.
Okay.
And talk about it with the friends, and maybe you can do something at the parties, like a prayer circle in the middle of the party at some point. There are a lot of people that would really love and appreciate something like that. That grounds them back mm-hmm. in the spirit of what it's about. I had a friend who took his two young sons to the Crystal Cathedral for the pageant that they do there, and it's an amazing thing. I haven't seen it, but everyone I know that has. And he said they went to that because he didn't think his sons really understood who Jesus was. And he wanted to give them an entertaining way of really getting what the story is about. They're very young and stuff. You know, so for some people, it's about congregating in a pageantry to bring the spirit back in. You know, lighting the Hanukkah menorah is the same way. You know, telling talking about what each candle represents in Kwanzaa, what each day, there's a spiritual essence and meaning that can be a very powerful thing. And it's the individuals who are celebrating that has a responsibility to do that, not the stores and everything. I mean, this is a capitalist society, let's face it. The stores want to make money. They're going to do it in any way where they're not offending anyone. They get everybody into shop, right?
Yes.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
So let's bless them for what they do. It's helping the economy. We're helping the economy by shopping, but we can't get ourselves insane. We need to remember the spiritual essence of who we are and what we're celebrating. I agree with you.
Exactly. I mean,
okay.
When you celebrate a friend's birthday or a relative's birthday, your time and your energy is spent on that person.
Mm-hmm.
And when we get to Jesus Christ, our time and energy are spent in so many other ways that probably 5% of our time and energy
mm-hmm.
even relates to what the holiday
is. So you
is
make
about.
The change. You make the difference in it this year.
Yeah. Okay.
And
okay.
believe
well,
me, you'll
you
be an inspiration to other people.
Enjoy listening.
Go ahead.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
I got to go. Okay.
Okay,
take care.
Thanks. Come out.
All right.
Good talking to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So what Kamau was saying, I think, is a very important aspect. Again, it's about the stress and the obligations. And what I started talking about much earlier on was, how do we slow down enough to remember why we're really celebrating, no matter what the holiday is? And this is true throughout the year, not just at this time of the year. How do we slow down in our lives to keep ourselves balanced, to keep things clear, and to keep a sense of spirit in our hearts opened up, and to heal the fear that's there? And that's the most important part of everything we're talking about tonight. How do we heal the fear and stay connected to the love? So we'll be back in a few minutes. Stay tuned. And thanks, Kamau, for calling in.
Tell the truth faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Stuart Altschuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website at www.tellthetruthfaster.com. You will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and relationships. Get the information you need on these topics and more. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, you can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today.
Do you have questions about life, relationships, happiness? Would you like to better understand yourself and others? Attend a free introductory lecture at the local Dianetics or Scientology Center. L. Ron Hubbard, author of Dianetics, discovered answers which have helped millions lead happier lives. Find out at the free introductory lecture every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. at 2111 West University Drive in Mesa, between the 101 Freeway and Dobson Road. Call 480-833-0610 for details. In a friendly atmosphere, your questions about life, relationships, and happiness will be answered. You may also take a free personality test and find out more about yourself, utilizing your full potential and achieving your goals. Something can be done to improve life. Find out at the free introductory lecture Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. at 2111 West University Drive in Mesa. For details, call 480-833-0610. That's 480-833-0610.
As a leader, what do you think about all day? Straight line planning or flexible mapping? Tactical survival or long-term success? Wednesday morning, spend an hour thinking with Russ Marriott, an expert on helping executives move beyond ordinary management. Brainstorm with Russ on your way to work. Listen to interviews with successful leaders, authors, and inventors. That's Thinking with Russ Marriott, Wednesday mornings at 7 on AM 1100, KFNX.
Talk to our expert hosts in the Phoenix area. Call 602-277-KFNX. Outside the Phoenix area, call toll-free 866-277-KFNX.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altschuler.
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altschuler. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist from Los Angeles. And tonight's topic is holiday depression, how to handle the stress, obligations, and memories. And I believe, Edie, we have another caller? Okay. You on?
Yeah, indeed I am.
Hi. What's your name?
Yeah, I'm David.
Hi, David.
You know, as you were talking about the stress, of the holiday season. Well, we're not just in a holiday season, but we're in a national crisis.
Right.
So I'm, you know, particularly actually having problems with my, you know, spouse in the, you know, I am fixated virtually on doing something to stop World War III and the apocalypse. And, you know, you're looking at the ideas of politicians, cheap and crummy politicians, you know, walking all over the Constitution and actively working toward an eagerness to go to war and more bloodshed before the holy, you know, in the Holy Land and the holiday season. So I, you know, talk about stress, you know, and it's certainly playing some reaction on my relationship.
Right.
And,
it's doing
so I'm just,
to a lot of people.
You know, wondering what sorts of ways to face that.
Well, it's a good point. Did you listen to the show from the very beginning tonight?
I'm 'Cause 20 minutes or more, yeah.
Okay, because at the beginning I actually talked about some of the stuff, you know, about here we are in this conflict internationally and grieving over what's gone on, particularly over the last 3 months, and now all of a sudden the calendar says we're supposed to be celebrating. And it's very difficult for people to just shift gears. And for a lot of people, the holidays are a difficult time for celebration anyway. So, you know, a lot of what you're saying, I think, is very relevant and very important. There's so much more going on in our psyches, in our minds, in our spirits, and in our souls this year than even our childhood traumas. Because I'm a firm believer in therapy that current events have a tremendous impact on the state of myself as well as any client. So a lot of therapists would agree that a lot of relationships are having difficulty. Some of them are actually a lot closer because they're really looking for the intimacy and the connection and the sense of safety. So, you know, they're expecting a baby boom 9 months from September because a lot of people actually, there's a lot more sex, a lot more other things that have been going on.
But well, it's holding each other close, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know whether to call this sociological or, you know, maybe even more ancient than that and unnamed, but I'm just wondering about, you know, some of these traps that we've been born into. You know, I mean, obviously, as you know, critters born on this planet, we were born into, you know, one side of an imaginary line that was a nation.
Right.
And so they had a certain color paper on one side of an imaginary line, and they
right.
spoke a certain language on the other side of that line. And there was a religion within that territory, and on the other side of the imaginary line, there was another religion.
Can I stop you for a minute, David?
You know, as the world expands, you know, we get an internet, and we get a, you know, people able to travel easily and
right.
and understand each other. We are born into these ancient contracts,
mm-hmm.
you know, that say, oh, we're supposed to hate these people on the other side of a line, and you know, obviously, I don't have any desire to hate the people of Afghanistan.
Exactly, and nobody's thought to renegotiate those ancient contracts. But you're getting into a lot of sociological origins and stuff, but you mentioned something I think that's more personal and more relevant is the stress going on between you and your wife, or is it...
I get up at 3 in the morning, you know, and get home at midnight. I'm fixated on you know, the idea of saving the world, and
right.
it's not a pleasant task.
Now, let me
you know, when you hear so many people shouting, it's you've got to take it personally.
Right. Were these problems going on in the relationship before September
11th? Oh, not at all. I shouldn't say not at all, but I mean, obviously 9-1-1 has created an immediacy to problems.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where before, if you start working on you know, hazardous waste problems in the neighborhood or something mm-hmm. like that, there's a certain immediacy, but you still don't wake up at 3 in the morning to crawl
right.
out of bed to go to work and crawl in late at night. So, you know,
talking to anyone about the stress level that you're under? Are you seeing a therapist? Are you talking to a marriage counselor or anything like that?
No.
Okay, because the stuff that you're talking about is very relevant, and a lot of people are experiencing it. And the solution to it actually is identifying what's going on, one of the solutions anyway, identifying what's going on, how much of it actually may have been going on in the relationship before 9/11, and that the intensity of what's going on in the world just brought it out more and more intensely. But I'm hearing that you sound very fixated and very obsessed with healing the world instead of bringing it back down to a workable place of healing your own world internally.
There's a certain amount of that, that's for sure.
Excuse me?
There's a certain amount of that, that's for sure.
Yeah, and because that's where you need to start. I mean, if you can find the right therapist or, you know, find the books that you may need to not focus on the sociological and cultural things going on, but so focus more on what's going on inside you that needs healing, and you and your spouse being able to work through some of that together, supporting one another in healing that stuff. then there's a piece of the world that's healed.
Well, I can almost imagine where part of it is, and this is, you know, sometimes when you know too many facts, mm-hmm. or you know too much of structure and science
right.
and, you know, policy, then when you hear in the course of a 5-minute news broadcast 14 lies being propounded,
right.
In 5 short sentences, you have more lies in it's,
right.
it just knocks you out. And you
it's
know
overwhelming.
Too much.
I'll tell you something, David. I stopped watching the news a couple of months ago.
Well,
I needed a break from it.
I know what you mean. Maybe I should do a
and
couple
I would
of those,
suggest,
but it's, you know, there's still the immediacy, and then all of a sudden you turn around, you see a headline, and
right.
49 more lies. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay, David, we've got to take a break here now. I want to thank you for calling in.
Yeah,
and,
be with us.
And I hope that you'll do a little introspection instead of worldly inspection for a little while so that you can maybe do some of your healing.
Yeah, so we'll do.
Stay tuned. We'll be back in a few minutes. Thank you.
Tell the truth faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Stuart Altschuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website at www.tellthetruthfaster.com. You will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and relationships. Get the information you need on these topics and more. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, you can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today.
Besides purchasing a brand new car, the largest debt you can accrue is the mortgage to finance the purchase of a home. Now there's Dick Around the House, an American Family Mortgage presentation. For your home mortgage, refinancing, debt consolidation, credit repair, or investor property purchase, as well as cash out for any reason, call today. Why rent when you can own? Let Mike Austin and Richard Shreve show you how for free. They offer the fastest service and the lowest closing costs. 10 years of mortgage lending and underwriting experience on your side. Listen to KFNX AM 1100 every Monday from noon to 1 p.m. Call your one-stop mortgage shop for a good faith estimate at 480-425-9000. That's 480-425-9000. Let the team at American Family Mortgage qualify you for the home of your dreams.
You're listening to Arizona's Talk Alternative, offering the most unique program. 1100 KFNX, Renaissance Radio.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altschuler.
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altschuler, a licensed marriage and family therapist from Los Angeles. I want to thank my callers tonight, David and Kamau, for the courage of calling in and adding something wonderful to the show tonight. Tonight's topic, obviously, is holiday depression, how to handle the stress, the obligations, the memories. And getting back to Tom Moon's article from Frontiers, Tom Moon being a psychotherapist from San Francisco. One thing he kept talking about throughout the article, which I really appreciated and what I've said before, is have the holiday season you want to have instead of what's expected. If you're in a new town or it's a new family system, start creating your own traditions that really have some personal meaning for you. And don't let guilt drive you through this. Decide what really works for you. In this, he suggested, you know, like what Kamau was talking about, you know, does crass commercialism of the holidays get you down? Rather than just complain about it, become proactive, he says. Commit to at least one non-materialistic expression of your personal values this year. My favorites are, he says, initiate one act of peacemaking among your personal circle of friends. 2, give a gift to at least one person that doesn't involve spending any money. And 3, give a gift anonymously to someone with whom you've been in conflict recently. And understand that flying home or going, spending it with the blood family does not necessarily mean you're spending it with family. And think about who are the people that you really want to spend the holidays with. So the people that you know are there for you and would be there for you unconditionally without all the chaos and struggle that a lot of our blood families create around holidays. Who are the people that matter most to you? And on whom do you depend for emotional support in times of trouble? Who are the people in your life who actually know and love you? These are the people who are your family, whether you're biologically related to them or not. And you have the right to spend the significant times in your life with them. And again, that's a quote from Tom Moon from the article, "Tis the Season to Be Stressed from Frontiers." And he ends it by saying, if you don't want to go, quote, unquote, home for the holidays, that may well be because you're already home. I want to leave you with a thought, actually a short story, and I hope I have time for it. It's from a book called The Wind Is My Mother by a shaman who is a teacher of mine named Bearheart. And there's a story about an old Navajo who rode a long distance to go to the trading post. Since the post didn't have much exposure to traffic, the owner really liked to talk when he got a customer. They were talking as the Navajo brought his groceries to the counter, and they talked as the trading post man was sacking the groceries. As the Navajo paid him, the man was still sacking and talking. The Navajo finally made the long trip home, and as he unpacked the groceries, he discovered that the money he'd given to the trading post man was there in one of the sacks. Early the next morning, when the trading post man was about to open up, he found this Navajo waiting for him. The Navajo handed him the money, and the man asked, "Where was it?" "It was in my sack," he replied. "Thank you, Chief. I sure appreciate this. I want you to know I really and truly appreciate it, but I'm curious, why did you bring it back to me?" The Navajo pointed to his chest. "In here, I got two little men in here. One's good, but the other one's sure bad. He's a bad little man. The bad one said, keep it. The good one said, it's not right. The bad one said, he won't miss it. The good one said, it doesn't belong to you. They argued all night last night. Tonight, I want to get some sleep." I want to thank you all for listening tonight, and tune in next week when we'll be back with Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler. Thanks for listening.
Tell the Truth Faster, hosted by Stuart Altshuler, is broadcast live every week at the same time. Thank you for listening. So